Is tzedaka giving to people in need? We need our help? Yes, that's...
2 and 3-year-old students at Play and Learn School engaging with Temple Beth Zion Assistant Rabbi Adam Schelt and their teachers. They were learning about the 8 nights of tzedakah, a Jewish commandment of giving to those in need.
It often requires a lot of work for us to stretch and find ways that Hanukkah can become kind of central to our experience of the season.
An important Jewish tradition the rabbi wants to make sure is passed on to new generations.
So it's a huge palpable concern that's almost always the topic du jour for any convention, any group of educators when we're getting together, is to not necessarily how do we make sure things get passed down, but how do we cultivate a positive, engaged identity?
Children decorated boxes, and on each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah, items like oil, soups, and dry goods will be placed into these donation boxes.
At the essence of all religion is warmth and humanity and kindness towards others, and I think that's what we try and instill every single day at PALS and all that we do.
Melissa Milch-Klein is one of the preschool teachers.
We do have children that aren't Jewish in our program, and it's a wonderful learning opportunity for us all to bring light and warmth and caring and goodness.
Teachers spread out these lessons of giving throughout the learning day at the preschool. Shira Goldberg is curriculum coordinator.
Whether we're in the gym, whether we're reading stories, whether we're having free play and including others in your play, we also talk about the way people celebrate things. So different people in our class celebrate things in a different way, whether they celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas. That's just this time of year, but in other times of the year, they celebrate other holidays, and we include everybody in what we teach and what they celebrate.
Preschoolers will return from the holiday break on January 5th with their boxes filled with food to be brought to the Town Square Food Pantry in Gettysville. It's a new food pantry created by Temple Beth Zion in collaboration with Catholic Charities to reach families in need.
Penny in the pushka, penny in the pot.
Eileen Buckley, families WBFO News.
Right before Shabbat, counting out our pennies, nickels, quarters too. Helping one another is what we're taught to do.
Awesome.